Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Evangelist Robert Roberts with I Thirst Ministries. I wanted to come out and give you a word today. The word is the value of affliction. And it comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Which talks about Paul's thorn in his side, and he was praying, and he said in verse 7, "At least I shall be exalted above measures through the abundance of revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measures. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made weak perfect in thy weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glorify in my iniquities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, take pleasure in infirmities, and in reproaches, and in necessities, and persecutions, and in distresses of Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." That is, so that's something in our life that we have to learn and have to understand, is that a lot of times in our life, we'll go through trials and tribulations, and we'll feel like we're all alone, and the issues is that the family seems like they don't want to help us, our friends or our significant others will not help us anymore. If you're married and you have a wife or a husband, you feel like they don't care no more, that you're going through some things and they don't care. But they may have tried all they can try to help you, but they just don't understand how. But you as a Christian have to learn that you have help every day. You have somebody named Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that lives inside of you and that dwells in you. And if you're not a Holy Spirit-filled believer, then I ask you to ask God to send the Holy Spirit to be filled to you, just like they did in Acts. Because you won't get the Holy Spirit unless you ask for it. It is a gift, but you must ask for this gift. And the thing about it is, Paul says that in verse 9, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So when we are weak, he is strong. When we are going through, he is holding our hand or walking us with us. See, sometimes God does not deliver us from situations or circumstances so we can learn a lesson, so we can grow stronger in him. There's many, many reasons why he lets us go through some things. But you got to understand, even though we are weak in those things, even though we feel like we're all alone, his grace is sufficient. He is the one true God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the strong tower. You have to understand that when you think there's no hope, that he is the only hope that you need. When you think there's no way out, he is a way maker. When there's no thing that you don't think you can accomplish, he is the one that helps you accomplish it. Paul says here, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." So if I'm going through, if I'm sick, instead of complaining about it, instead of whining about it, why not just throw my hands up and say, "Thank you, Jesus, for this infirmity. I know that you're going to get me through it. I know you're going to take me past this. And I know I'm going to see the glory and the power of you work through it, Father. Whether you heal me today or you heal me tomorrow, or I get healed in heaven, I know that you have a reason why I'm going through this today. And I know I'm weak, but you were strong. So God, I ask you to rest upon me. I ask you to show me the way and the truth and the light so I can come to the Father, Father. Father, I ask you just to show me everything that you have for me. But I understand I have this thorn in my side that the devil has put in front of my path. But Lord God, I know it's not going to be a stumbling block, Father. Father, for I know you said you guard my soul. Father, in the midst of the storm, you guard my soul. And Paul is telling us to be strong in our weakness here. Paul's saying that whether it's a fleshly wound or a spiritual wound or somebody hurt your feelings at church and you got that what so-called church hurt. And it does hurt. I've been there and I understand. But you have to come over it. And the only way to come over that is to trust in Jesus. And if one thing don't work, you're trying to ministry and you get your feelings hurt and there's a thorn in your side, try something else. Don't give up. Paul's saying, I asked him thrice. He said, I asked him thrice to take this away from me. But he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And when his strength is made perfect in your weakness, he is glorified. So a lot of times we go through infirmities so he can be glorified. Sometimes we go through infirmities so he can show us how to make our faith stronger. Sometimes we go through infirmities so he can just teach us a lesson of life. Sometimes we go through infirmities, guess, watch this, to help somebody else's faith grow stronger. Because God already says, I know my brother and I know my son or my daughter can handle it if I put them through this, if I let the devil do this to them. Look at Job. He went through a lot of infirmities just to prove to God who he was. Even God knew who he was. He said, try my most faithful Job. He will not curse me and die. And Job did everything he could, and his family turned against him, and his wife turned against him. His wife told him, curse God and kill yourself and just die. I mean, how would you feel if that happened? But Job said, no, these infirmities, I know at the end when everything's going, I don't know what I've done wrong, but I know my God has got me back. And this was before even Jesus was here. So now Jesus is here, and now Jesus has made a way for us. So his grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For then when I am weak, then I am strong. Then when I am weak, then I am strong. So you are weak, but you are strong. Because see, there's no in stopping us when we understand who we are in Christ. There's no stopping us when we understand what we have to do and that we have to be persecuted and we have to go through trials and tribulations and we have to go through necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because when I am weak, God is the strongest in me. When I am weak and broken, he is the strongest in me. So when I am going through some things, I just need to say, Father, you said you were stronger than me and I need your help. Father, you said that your grace is sufficient for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So, Father, I need you to make my strength. I need you to make your strength perfect in my weakness. I need you to go ahead and show me how perfect you are, Father, because you said your grace was sufficient for thee and your strength is made perfect in my weakness and I am weak right now, Father. Father, I need you. Just cry out to him and let him uplift you today. Let him just show you who he is. And just remember, he is strong in our weaknesses. Father, I just come to you right now, Father, in this little quick few minute message on the podcast, Father. I just ask you and I just thank you for who you are and what you do for us each and every day, Father. Father, I just glorify your name and everything that you do. Father, I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Father, for everything you did for sending your son. Father, you said go boldly to the throne of grace. So, Father, I ask you to let this message go out to many so that they may be saved, healed, set free, and delivered, Father. Father, I want to see more in the kingdom than I ever thought there was, Father. Father, I want to see people on fire for you, Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you for everything that you're doing and everything you're going to do. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. I just want to say this is I Thirst Ministries with Evangelist Robert Roberts. And I want to give you an opportunity, if you would like us to come to your church and minister, 205-240-5066. 205-240-5066 is our cell phone number. You can also reach us on evangelistrr@gmail.com. Our Facebook page, which is Evangelist Robert Roberts. Or you can also find us on YouTube under Evangelist Robert Roberts channel and Spotify and many other podcast outlets that are coming up. We are on 7 different ones as of right now. So I look forward to it. And if you want to donate to us, we have a Cash App. It's Evangelist RR, $ Evangelist RR, or PayPal Evangelist RR. For PayPal. Just also, you can donate to the upcoming revivals, February the 8th, 9th, and 10th at Jehovah Shalom International Kingdom Ministries. iThirst Ministries will be doing 2 days of the revival, and the Sunday will be the youth day for their church, and I will be the speaker for all 3 days, and some special guests that will be coming with me. So just come on out, support us. If you don't want to give over the electronically, you can also give in person there. We would love to have you, and have a blessed day, and thank you.